Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of big parties they're detailing here, Boomer, for the Super Bowl. We got the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest.
Yep.
Got expect heavy hitters like Aerosmith, Bruno Mars, Post Malone, and Cardi B.
If you're just joining us, Boomer brought back a magazine from Atlanta.
Because getting fired up.
Oh, I'm getting fired up. Can we go to this thing, Boomer?
Which one is this now?
This Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest. Can we go to that?
When is it?
It is... It says 3 days long, I guess. January 31st to February 2nd.
So they probably have a couple performances every night, I would imagine.
Yeah, I guess so. But
would that start by like 5 p.m., you think? Or
I don't know. If he wants to go, I'll get him tickets. Well,
Bruno Mars, Cardi B.
Do you want to see Cardi B? Is that who you want to see?
Yeah. I mean, okay. She's like the hottest act out there right now. You
is
know?
She fighting with somebody?
She always is. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, that's right. I like Nicki Minaj, though. I'm a Nicki Minaj guy.
Although they made up.
No, I don't believe that they did. Right. I think this is a beef that is continuing, Jerry.
Do you follow Cardi B on Instagram?
I don't.
Videos?
No, I don't. You know,
she's
why?
She's something.
You follow her on Instagram?
No, but I certainly see enough of them.
Really? Where are you getting your Cardi B information from?
I see it on Twitter all the time. People repost it.
Yeah.
Are you like a closet Cardi B guy?
Me, no.
Hey?
No.
I had a couple of her songs. You know her famous one, Bodak Yellow?
Bodak Yellow,
that
baby.
Was the first one. And then I Like It Like That. They took that.
Yeah, baby. She does that now?
Yeah, she did that.
Puts a little spin on it.
Hmm. Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name? Yeah, I Like It Like That.
Booma.
That's how Booma. Oh, Booma's so handsome. That's his name. Yeah. Yeah, it's so there's a couple of big time. Oh, there's Guy Fieri from the Food Network. Maybe we can hang out with him.
Yeah, he's the guy that said he was going to send me knives and he never did.
Really?
Right. And then finally, the company that heard us talking about it did send me the knives.
Oh. That's,
so he never sent me the knives.
He still do that diners, drive-ins, and dives?
He does.
That guy, you know, that's Fugazi. If they put him on the pregame show, I'm going to be very angry.
Yeah, you know
what? I'm telling CBS that right now. That guy does not deserve to be on our pregame show. He told me he was going to send me knives. He didn't send me knives. And I'm very unhappy with that. Just do what you're going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Just do that.
Well, that's because he's not a Northeast guy. He's not, you know, a guy.
He's not a Northeast. Where is he from?
I don't know. But guys who say they're going to
do
something around here.
How do you say he's not a Northeast guy without knowing where he's from?
Because I'm looking at him. You can tell. You know what I'm saying? Nobody makes their hair like that that lives around here. You see this? Like
yeah, that, I know. Yeah, I know that. He's probably Hollywood upped and everything now. Forget
well,
it.
Well, I mean,
get close to
if
him.
He was from around here,
probably
his friends.
Got an entourage. And a, you know, I'll tell you one thing. If we're going out, you knuckleheads are coming with me and you're surrounding me.
He's from Ohio.
There's my posse. I should have known that.
Right. If he was from around here, friends wouldn't let him.
And
my, other friend from, you know, Michael Simon that we met on the Iron Chef. And that guy's great. He's a huge football fan. That guy, he's always engaged. He's always talking to you. It's like this guy, David Burke. He was into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
This guy here, without sending an eyes, and I'm very upset with him. Very, very disappointed.
Total Fugazi celebrity chef.
Yeah. Gio, any concern that you're thumbing through that magazine that Boomer got from his hotel, which probably was read by other people in the bathroom?
Yeah, I you know.
No, that was a new magazine. I saw her put it in there. The maid put it in there.
Oh, okay.
It did cross my mind that other people had
you're
it, and then
fine.
He took it on the plane and everything.
It was only Boomer in the bathroom, so don't worry about it.
You're good. Don't worry about it.
I think most people read their phone in the bathroom nowadays.
Yeah.
Magazines are safe.
Do you ever go into the bathroom without your phone, and then you have no idea what to do now?
What am I supposed to do here now?
I know. Now, I read the back of a shampoo bottle the other day. Because I can't, you have to do something. Like I can't.
You're in there to do something.
Yeah, I know, but while that's going on, I just,
pooping.
I need something.
When do you think that started?
What, the whole needing to be.
Oh, that's been going on for years and years and years and years, Jerry. That goes all the way back to the cavemen. They were reading hieroglyphics on the.
Right, that's why the first toilets were in the back of the cave where the drawings were.
Right, exactly.
There used to be those books, too, that would be like toilet books that people would grab and then they'd make just for toilet reading. So, and now it's the phone.
It is weird when you go to someone's house and they have magazines stacked on the back of the toilet.
Yeah.
We know you're reading. I don't want to see those magazines, though.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, good news, by the way, you know, traveling through Newark Airport and Atlanta Airport, everything was smooth.
Good.
So all these reports thus far of the government shutdown affecting the airports, I didn't see it. You know, everything was handled smoothly, no problems, no issues.
Can it get worse in a week, though? That's the thing.
Except there was one woman that was traveling with a dog that was a big dog. And she and the dog kept having to go back and forth through the metal detector. I maybe the dog had something in its stomach or something. I don't know.
Well, like how big of a dog? Like a German Shepherd?
You know what it was? It was a long dog. It had the head of a husky, but it had the body of like a dachshund. But it was a stocky dachshund.
What?
It was you know, obviously a rescue dog.
Sounds like a nightmare.
The dog was amazingly like attentive and responsive, and it was like a person.
Listen, someone's got to do a Photoshop of a head of a husky and a body of a dachshund.
Yeah, but the dachshund's body was long, but it was real thick. Maybe it was like a corgi. It looked like a mix between a corgi but it was definitely a rescue dog. It was beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but so you're standing there, and this poor woman is with this dog, and they keep going back and forth through the metal detector.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm like, it's a woman and a dog.
Hey, you never know. You know,
I know you can't take anything for granted. I get it.
Right. You never know. Was it an emotional support animal?
That's the only way those dogs can get on the plane. If right. it is,
are your dogs?
I don't know
why
she needed emotional support. She looked like she was.
She was there, okay.
Yeah, she was fine.
You never know what's going on in someone's head.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Are your dogs emotional support animals, Eddie?
Well, they are, but they're not designated as such.
Can we bring one with us to Atlanta?
You probably could put a vest on it, and they're not allowed to ask what the animal is for.
I mean,
you know what I would say, Eddie?
Have a
good
time.
Being a dog owner and just absolutely loving dogs, I would say that all dogs are emotional support dogs.
Of course they are.
But the dogs you raise are bigger. Where would they go on a plane? Like, I know the small dogs you can keep on your lap.
Our dogs are trained to be able to curl up right
by your feet.
Really?
Yeah, because they're not huge, huge. I mean, some of them can be like 85 pounds or so.
Oh, that's not
well,
big.
That this dog, I mean, this dog, bigger was, than my kid. This dog was probably a good 30-pound dog.
Jeez, I can't picture this thing, a 30-pound corgi.
I'm telling you, it looked like it had a corgi's body, but it had a face and the eyes of a Siberian Husky.
Wow. Jeez.
Beautiful like dog and unbelievably attentive. Come here. You know, I mean, it's just followed its owner everywhere she went.
All right. Jerry is here with an update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
We're brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Championship Sunday. Couple of days away. We'll have the Saints and the Rams at 3. Then you got the Patriots and the Chiefs. L.A. in New Orleans. Sean Payton, Saints head coach, taking nothing for granted being in this spot.
It's a long season. So, yeah, to get to these games, as a coach, this is my fourth one. And you recognize the journey is there's a lot that goes into it.
Here's his quarterback, Drew Brees. The tandem have worked well together.
We've had 13 years together. So something can come up through the course of the game. We can midstream adjust very fast.
And then make the right corrections. Here is Sean McVay, well aware that he is going to be in a very loud environment in that dome.
That's a huge advantage that, you know, a great atmosphere and environment for the home team provides, that it definitely forces you to adjust and adapt, and it limits your ability to communicate a lot of things that you would be able to do otherwise if you were at home.
So that game at 3 p.m., the late game on Sunday on CBS, you got the Patriots and the Chiefs. Rob Gronkowski knows you got to be ready.
You got to be on top of your toes and bring it at all times.
Be on top of your toes. Andy Reid looked at the media and said, huh, you guys again.
I feel like I just talked to you, so I do look forward to the challenge of playing a good football team and the Patriots.
Out of breath.
We're right in the middle of preparation and getting ourselves ready to
That's
go.
That's concerning, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's looked like that for a long time.
He can't breathe.
I know. He sounds like it's. It is.
Terrible.
You're right. It is concerning. By the way, I've got the perfect thing that'll probably keep Al in Atlanta past Friday. Super Saturday night. Guess who's playing, guys? You're big fans.
Bruce Springsteen.
No. The Foo Fighters.
Hmm.
I know you're a big Foo Fighters guy. Are you a big Foo Fighters guy?
I will be at Ohio State on Saturday.
Oh.
So that's not going to work
for me. Yeah, not big enough for me.
Right. If they were playing in his living room, Maybe.
Who's Gina's favorite musical artist?
I think she likes Bruce Springsteen.
Turns out he's doing a brunch on Sunday morning down in Atlanta. It's a musical brunch, actually. It's Sunday morning. Yeah, Sunday morning.
It's at the Waffle House.
And you get free and you get free tickets to the game if you attend.
Yes.
All right. Nice.
Here's Patrick Mahomes. His team has laid out the plan on offense.
Whoever's open, I'll throw the ball to them, no matter who it is.
And that's it, and get the ball down the field.
Well, there you go. The interesting thing is I'm reading more on this left guard for the New Orleans Saints. I know nobody really wants to talk about that.
Not really.
But so he had surgery. I think it was his left hand. I think it's his left hand. And the week that they had off for the playoffs, and then last week against the Eagles, he played with a big cast in his hand. Mm-hmm. I think he had four penalties called against him. And he really struggled internally, you know, against Fletcher Cox and those guys inside on the Philadelphia Eagle defense of line. So now the question is, how are you going to do against Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald?
Yeah. He's going to be wearing that giant thing again, I would imagine.
It was a big problem.
Fascinating.
Well, you mentioned the Eagles. I did not realize Brett Favre has his own show on Sirius XM Radio.
No, does he?
With Bruce Murray, yes. Huh. So I guess this is yesterday or the day before. It's circulating now. He says Carson Wentz should just not be the assumed starter in his eyes.
I wouldn't say that you go with Carson just yet. No disrespect, again, to him. But I think you know, the old saying, dance with the one who brung you.
And he went on to talk about that Foles has been a clutch competitor. He's won big games, won the Super Bowl. You also understand you can't keep both of them, but he's not so sure that Foles isn't the one you keep. So I don't know. That having been said,
no, he just hates the young guy.
It could be, right? No, I mean, the Aaron, like Rodgers type. Right. That said, Alshon.
I didn't realize he was doing a radio show.
Yes, he is. I guess he signed up for that in 2016.
Oh, okay. It's good that we found out about it.
Alshon Jeffrey, of course, had the ball that went through his hands. Turned out to be the game-ending interception for New Orleans last week. So he was overcome by emotion, I guess, when a second-grade class all wrote letters to him, basically telling him it'll be okay, you can't win every game, blah, 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 blah. So they were supposed to. They set up a FaceTime with Alshon Jeffrey in the classroom. But he did them one better. He showed up, and here was the kid's reaction when he walked into the building. So it's kind of cool. All of the kids are wearing Eagle jerseys and Jeffrey jerseys. So it's kind of neat that he did that.
Alshon went over, picked up the kid, and dropped him.
Yeah. Right.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay. Put a bump on.
By the way, doesn't Gina love that Joel Osteen? Don't you like him?
Yeah. We ran into him in the Minnesota airport last year.
That's where he's going to be on Saturday night.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Saturday night.
Special. Oh, really?
It's a Bruce Springsteen, Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen opens up and then.
And if you do the package of Bruce Springsteen and Joel Osteen, not only do you get tickets for the game, you also get a private jet back to New York.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy how this is all lining up for you.
Yeah,
guys.
We ran down Joel Osteen.
She ran down Minnesota Joel Osteen.
You chased after her with your phone.
Yeah, we needed a photo, and he took one, which was nice.
Who was that?
Former NFL defensive player Greg Hardy was in Brooklyn promoting tomorrow night's fights at Barclays Center. It's Hardy versus Alan Crowder. Our guy Isaac Feldman, who does the UFC podcast.
Yeah, Ike. Love
with
Ike.
Pete Hoffman.
That's right, those two guys. It's called Outside the Cage. WFAN's Outside the Cage.
Exactly right. So he met up with Hardy yesterday during this whole thing and, of course, really came at him pretty tough.
At Greg Hardy Jr. on... So your father's Greg Hardy, too?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
That's where the junior comes from, of course. He did mention Greg's dream guy, if you will. Meaning Hardy.
I am ready and prepared for any opportunity, man. If you can get Deontay Wilder to call, if you can get Cain Velasquez to call.
You're confident, we'll make, man.
If you know, would you rather me be humble and shut my mouth?
At that point, it sounded like he was going to punch Isaac in the face. but he didn't, so that was kind of, what's the matter?
We got breaking news on that particular front there.
On the fight?
No, on those two guys, the outside the cage guys.
Yeah.
So they were just signed to the Mike's On app. So
really?
Ike Feldman and Pete Hoffman are now a part of the Mike's On family, and they will be doing MMA stuff for the Mike's On.
So does that mean they're not going to – don't they do the post-fight stuff on CBS Sports Radio? Does that mean they're out of that then?
I don't know. You know, I don't know what the contract language is, Jerry, on this. But good for them. They are blowing up. Mike's
sounds
on.
Like, sounds like a little cannibalization to me.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the MMA.
Okay. Well, good for those guys, man. Ike and Pete Hoffman.
Well, there you go. All right. Yankees agree to a 3-year contract with reliever Adam Ottavino. Yankees outfielder Clint Frazier medically cleared after dealing with concussions last year.
I'll tell you, Yankees, Dan, they're loading up, man.
Yeah, they
are. This is exactly what Brian Cashman should be doing. Exactly. He's added 2 left-handed pitchers now to the starting rotation. Obviously, you had one last year, and you had to re-sign him. But they make the trade with Seattle. They go get Ottavino. They got a loaded bullpen. They add LeMayu. They get Frazier back. Oh, man, they're going to be locked and loaded. Then they get Didi Gregorius back, what would you say, August?
I would say that would be safe. I would think so.
That's like making a big trade at the trade deadline.
It is for a star shortstop.
Big stick.
Mets, meantime, invited Tim Tebow to Major League Camp, which does open on February 16th.
Now, what did Brody Van Wagenen say yesterday? Something about come get us or something?
Come get us. Yeah. We're ready to go. NL East, come get us. Bring it, bitches. We're the Mets. You see that apple goes up and down? It's going to be up a lot. Fluid to the top. Apple up. Mm-mm. Can't you see that apple up? That being like a Brody phrase on his Twitter account? Hashtag apple up.
Just hope Brody's, cool, all of Brody's older clients don't get hurt this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, we all know there's a curse. So
that's why and by the way, this accumulating whole thing, players.
And this whole thing, and you can see this whole thing with Machado now starting to go the other way, right? The agent's out there promoting his client. He's going to make a this much. We got this team involved. We got that team involved. Guess what? You got one team involved, you know, at the number that they want or close to the number they want. Now, all of a sudden, if the number starts coming down and the number of years starts coming down, then they may get some other teams interested.
Would be something if he wound up signing a 1-year, $35 million contract because he can't get what he wants.
Yeah, with the Pirates.
Right, right.
Well, it could be like Yasmani Grandal, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. I'm just telling you right now, these players and these agents are totally mistaken with the market out there and what's going on. They can say whatever they want, and maybe they'll get one dumb team to go out there and sign one of these guys to a 7- or 8-year deal. But I've been saying it for 3 or 4 years now. At the end of the day, you got to be smart when you're running your baseball team. And maybe the Yankees made a little bit of a mistake in that regard in taking on the Stanton contract. But you're not going to see these long-term contracts. You're just not going to see them.
It doesn't seem like it, that's for sure. Wizards beat the Knicks in London 101-100. Alonzo Chir was called for goaltending on a layup attempt by Thomas Bryant with under a second to play.
Good job by him.
Bradley Beal at 26. Knicks are 10-34 now on the season. They are one better, though, or a half game better than the Bulls, who are 10-35. They lost to the Nuggets 135-105. Lakers get 32 from Kyle Kuzma, beat the Thunder 138-120. I think they're 5-7 now without LeBron James, which is not awful. They've kept their head
Kuzma's
above
been
water.
Great.
Yes,
I mean,
he has.
Yeah, almost
I thought
every
they were
game.
Talking about firing Luke Walton here like 2 weeks ago or something, right?
No, that seems like a recurring theme.
What does LeBron want?
I don't know. Nets, he's not on the floor right now. Nets in Orlando tonight. We'll have that for you on the Fan. Islanders beat the Devils 4-1 as the Isles score 3 times in the first. And the Rangers get a win over the Blackhawks.
That pass intercepted by Zuccarello. Breaking down with Brady Shea. Pass in front, Duncan Keith broke it up. The top.
Yep, Kreider on the storm right there as he scores the goal, his 22nd. Rangers beat the Blackhawks 4-3. Mika Zibanejad's, I bet you didn't think the empty netter might stand as the game winner or the difference, but it did because Chicago scored like 2 seconds to go. But the Rangers wind up winning 4-3. Henrik Lundqvist made 24 saves in the win.
You know, by the way, the Islanders are the best team in the NHL since December 15th.
Islanders are, what, 13 of 16 they've won now?
They are rolling, man. They are really rolling.
Yay!
Yeah, Lou Lamoriello knows his stuff, doesn't he?
It seems like it.
And by the way, did we hear anything from Greg Williams yesterday?
No.
Not that I saw.
Nothing yet?
I'm
sure there's got to be a press conference with him. Although I do like what Adam Gase has been saying the last couple days.
Oh, yeah. He did an interview with Lebatard. He was awesome. It was hilarious. He was so good. Handled everything perfectly.
Right, didn't he?
He was awesome. Yeah. Yeah,
he was. That's the guy the Jets probably were enamored with. That guy was in a comfort zone. He was talking to Lebatard, who he knows from his days in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
and says that the internet and social media is pollution of the brain. I love it. That yeah. I love.
Well, he one of the questions that Gase was asked was, you know, a lot of people say you weren't accountable for your time in Miami and with the quarterbacks and all of that. He goes, what are you talking about? They fired me. That's the
that's
ultimate accountability.
Right, exactly.
I don't have a job there anymore. It was pretty funny.
Third round of the Australian Open, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal win, but Caroline Wozniacki loses in three sets to Maria Sharapova.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.